some of the main mistakes that a lot of sugar babies make is thinking that they're only going to be getting without doing anything. Ooh. Right now, it doesn't necessarily mean that what you will have to do will be sex, because a lot of people think that being a sugar baby is getting money without having to have sex. And that is one of the biggest misconceptions, because quite frankly, I'm going to go out on a limb and just say there's no actual data for this, but yeah, most people are having sex.
Yeah.
Now,
hey guys, welcome to Laid Bare. You're joined with me, your host Oloni, and a very special guest, Passport Cutty, aka Alex. She's the author of the book The M in Man is for Money. She's an entrepreneur who focuses on dating, relationships, women, empowerment, and more. And I thought it would make an excellent episode to give you guys this bit of content that I never got to actually release. This interview was supposed to be a part of my book that came out just over a year ago, but sadly I wasn't able to include it in the final product as I had to cut some bits out. But who knows, it could be included in the future. Anyway, enjoy this episode because she shares a lot of tips. Again, we're not encouraging everyone to be a sugar baby. It's just, you know, I thought looking into that lifestyle or looking into it and seeing what people get up to could be quite interesting for those who wanted to know more. So yes, if you enjoyed this episode, use the hashtag Laid Bare Podcast.
Amazing. Okay, so again, you know, this element of my book is just to, again, answer the questions that a lot of my audience have when it comes to wanting to be a sugar baby. A lot of them say they want to be a sugar baby, but I'm just like, okay, you say so, yeah, but for the women that, it does come with a lot. I've had friends, you know, so so my first question, where is the best place to meet a sugar daddy? Because that is a question that's often asked from my followers.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that question also. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I think when people ask that question, they are so far away from like really being ready for the life, because they don't even realize that sugar baby is just like a general term for, you know, being somebody that men give money. But at the end of the day, anybody can give you money. You know, there's no like pool of place that people, I'm going to say this, there's sugar daddy websites, right?
Yeah.
Point blank, there are websites that you can go to and quote unquote get a sugar daddy. But at the end of the day, even everybody on there does not have the same concept of what that is, right? Mm-hmm. So, but when people think of sugar daddy, they'll say, oh, I'll go on the sugar daddy website and I'm just going to grab a man who's just ready to give me all this money. No, that's not true. So yes, you can get a sugar daddy. To answer your question, yes, you can get a sugar daddy from the websites. You can get a sugar daddy from, you know, going to the hotel bars and sitting at the bar or in the lounge. You can get a sugar daddy from traveling in first class, or, you know, going to certain places on a particular route. But that just goes to show you that in reality, there's no specific place where this unicorn sugar daddy that everybody thinks is going to save their life really is, right? So, I mean, for me, it's never about like trying to find the richest guy. It's more about trying to find a guy who is generous. And sometimes you can find a millionaire or a very rich guy who is not generous.
And they're tight. And
and who is cheap, who is selfish, who is, you know, just doesn't, or only wants to give you what they want to give you. Or you can find a guy who doesn't have a lot of money but is willing to give you his last dollar. And technically, would anybody consider him a sugar daddy? Not really. Mm-hmm. But if he's giving you money and helping you in a grand way that you really need, in a way,
he's a sugar.
That's a better situation.
Yeah.
So my answer really is that there's no specific place. It's all about when you find the guy, how you vet him, how you condition him, and then you see where it goes from there. But like I said, there are sugar daddy websites. You can find guys who have a lot of money at prestigious places, club, you know, like country clubs. Like if you go, you know, some people will join certain clubs so that they could be with the guys who play golf or a cigar lounge or whatever. But yeah, at the end of the day, we can't say that they're actually going to be a sugar daddy, right?
That is true. No, that is true. Yeah, no, thank you for that. And what would you say is a mistake should some sugar babies make? So have you ever seen anyone, like, I don't know, like really fumble the bag?
Yes. A big mistake that some of the main mistakes that a lot of sugar babies make is thinking that they're only going to be getting without doing anything. Right now, it doesn't necessarily mean that what you will have to do will be sex, because a lot of people think that being a sugar baby is getting money without having to have sex, and that is one of the biggest misconceptions. Because
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quite frankly, I'm going to go out on a limb and just say there's no actual data for this, but most people are having sex.
Yeah.
Now, the ones who are not, they're a minority, right? But going in thinking that you're only going to receive money without having to either give time or stroke an ego or pretend to like this person, or, you know, all of those things that this man may need or be missing or want, women think that, you know, that's the part of the quote, the job, that they're like, I don't even like him. Like, I don't want to do this, you know? So for the most part, that is one. So that's one of them. Another one is thinking that a man has to give you something specific. So they don't identify what type of giver this person is, right? So they will ask for, they'll want cash. They'll say, oh, he only gives me trips. He only pays this, or he only, you know, you know, does what he wants to do, but he won't give me cash. And I'm like, listen, for me, my ideology about somebody spending money on me is either he's going to give me money or he's going to save me money. So if I can get him to put this on his credit card monthly, or buy me some shoes that I want, or take me on this trip that costs $5,000 or whatever, or send me away with my girlfriends for the weekend, or I could use his American Express points for a free flight or whatever. If I can get that done, then what are you complaining about the cash for? Because you're going to get, you know, you're going to be able to save your own money now and use it on whatever you wanted him to pay for. Like, basically, to be specific, it's more about just not realizing the value in, like, what he's actually offering, and being very one-track minded about, you know, the benefits.
No, I get what you mean. Basically, like, just because it's not going towards a specific thing doesn't mean it's, it's nothing. No, I completely get you.
Yeah, I get you.
And what would you say is the biggest misconception about having a sugar daddy?
One of them is that, again, you don't have to do anything sexually.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that everybody does have to have sex, but eventually that might come up. And then you have to decide whether or not you're going to do it to continue on to get the benefits, or if you're going to throw this fish back in the water, right? Another one is that you are going to find one you actually like.
No, that is true. No, that is true. That is true. It does happen along the way. I mean, yeah, I've definitely had friends who have definitely fallen in love along the way. So
yeah, you know, but this is the thing. People, they'll throw a big fish back in the water because he's not attractive, or he's short, or he's not, you know, or his body is out of shape, or he looks funny, or whatever. Yeah. And they'll think, they'll want somebody who looks good, but also a sugar daddy. I'm like, that's not a sugar daddy. That's a boyfriend. Okay. That's a husband.
It's true. No, it's true. You have to pick.
So, you know, that's definitely something that I see, that people want to actually physically and, you know, mentally and emotionally like them, plus get this enormous amount of unlimited money. And another thing is, as far as sugar daddy stuff is concerned, another misconception is the amount of money people think they're going to get or even want, you know, like everybody wants these hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. And I'm like, so everybody's going after the 1%, 2% in the world. Yeah. And everybody thinks they're going to have their own sugar daddy. Like, come on, you know?
No, it's true. You, in your book, you said that, you know, the most successful sugar baby, the most important thing you can gain from him is his knowledge, not his money. So do you still live by that? Or do you think?
Yeah. You know, the money goes, the money can be spent. The money gets, you know, it could be a thing of the past, but the information that you get from these men who have made it very far financially, economically, and just lifestyle wise, you will really, you'll never, that will never expire. You know, you can't spend that enough. It's never going to go away. So some of the information, it's just like reading a book. You know, if you read a book that has valuable information with it, it's going to change your life forever. Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
And those things that really stuck out to you are going to, you know, be your guide in life. You know, I remember even reading certain books, even financial books, I'm like, you know what, yeah, I'll never forget that information. Same thing with certain men or sugar daddies that I've had in the past. I still remember all the really big gems. The money is gone though.
Do you think there were any gems that they gave you that, you know, that was something you felt like you heard from, you know, two or more guys that you were seeing? So who were your sugar daddies, where they probably had a gem and you were like, well, yeah, this person said something. This person said something, and I'm always going to hold on to this.
I would say some of those things were, I'm in the business of making money, not spending money. That was one of them. Because I've heard several guys say that. They've also said, I don't spend money I already have. I spend new money. So like, they're not the type to dip into their savings or go into their bank account, and they'll, if there's something substantial that they want, they will use the future money to get it. Because if you go into the money that you already have, you'll always be going into the money that you already have. That's what, and that's what they say, you know? They've also said, you know, just the patience about it, the patience about it all, I would say sacrifice slash patience. You know, I was, and I still am, the girl that's like, let's go on vacation. And they're like, I can't right now. Mm-hmm. There'll be time for that. I'm doing this. Yeah. And I'm like, we have money though.
Yeah.
And so now that they just know when it's time to work and when it's time to play. Now, granted, sometimes they don't know how to balance and they don't stop working sometimes. And that's a lot of the reason why you even get the money, because they're just trying to pacify you while they're this workaholic, but they still just want somebody to comfort them, you know, and that might be your job, just to be their phone buddy, their comfort, you know, the person that they see every now and then and get a back massage or just get some intimacy, you know.
Just that's why sometimes yeah.
When they're not working, you're the thing that you're their little bunny, you know, like, that they cuddle with and play with, and their toy, you know.
I get you. And there's another person I interviewed. She creates a lot of like sex content. She used to be a sex worker as well. And she, you know, she also spoke about sugar daddies, and she said that, you know, as she grew up, she felt like she was actually taking advantage of these men. And she kind of felt bad because these were lonely men. But, you know, in a way I understood her, but at the same time I thought, well, is it not a sort of transactional relationship? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And are these men being taken advantage of? Do you agree, or would you kind of disagree with that?
I can understand why she's saying that, but for everybody has to pay attention to what the man's intention and objective is. Just because, see, the sugar daddy label makes them seem like they're not human, like they're just this ATM, but they're not, right? They're a regular human being that is probably looking for love or companionship or fun or whatever, right? So there are definitely some quote unquote sugar daddies who are looking for a girlfriend, like a girlfriend, a wife, a serious relationship. They will tell you exactly what they're looking for when you meet them, the same as any other regular man. Just because they're giving money doesn't mean that they are any different from, this is still technically dating, right? It's just dating. They will tell you what they're looking for. So if you meet this guy who is super generous, giving you all this money, all of this stuff, and you know you do not like him, and you know that he's looking for a full-time girlfriend, a full-time wife, you know, a wife or somebody to really be with, and you continue to deal with him knowing what he really wants, and you're only in it for the money, then yes, you're using him, right?
Yeah.
But if a lot of sugar daddies are married, you know, like a lot of sugar daddies have a long-term relationship. All sugar daddies are not just old single men, you know? So a lot of sugar daddies are married. They cannot be your boyfriend. They cannot be, you know, only with you or whatever the case is. So then I don't feel like I'm using them, because they're not even available to be in a real relationship.
If
they state their intention and you know that you don't have the capacity to really give that to them and you still take the money, yes, you're a user. If you don't, you know, if you know that they, you know, it's a win-win situation for both of you, he doesn't even have the capacity to be with you or be in a relationship, then no, you know?
Absolutely. And like, I've seen you say it before, and I'm sure I've read it as well. Like, you know, you've also got to look the part when being a sugar baby. Because I remember I used to always see you say, listen, I look at a girl's bag and her shoes. Mm-hmm. If her bag and her shoes are not over this out there, she's not serious.
I did say that. And for me, it still rings true for the most part. But even if it's not about the actual dollar amount of what they're wearing, it still should be very presentable, right? Yeah. Like it doesn't have to be the $1,000 shoe, but it has to trigger something in this man. You know, like it might be a sexy Steve Madden shoe for $100, mm-hmm. but the appearance is a high priority for the men. I would be lying if I say it wasn't. Yeah. Because out of all the men that I've come across, you know, if I had on a certain pair of shoes, they're like, oh, wow. You know, like that is their thing. Even men who weren't into that stuff themselves, they still were like, this one, she is a, you know, yeah. she's going to be expensive, or she's going to, I know what she's going to need. I know yeah. I'm going to have to buy some of these shoes that she's always rocking, you know, yeah. and they will point it out. And like I said, they don't necessarily have to know the designer or the cost, but if every single time they see a woman and she's very presentable, like, I don't know if you guys have this over there, but we have just even a basic brand like J-Lux or Naked Wardrobe. The actual clothes are only around $60 more or less, right? Yeah. But the style is like a very sexy bodycon.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. yeah. Like a fancy, more of a fancy high street kind of thing. Or even
yeah, but it's not, yeah. it's not, you know, expensive. It's just something that makes a man feel like she's being super feminine.
Yeah, okay. No, I get what you mean. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah. So I would say it's more about femininity than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. I get what you mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. In one of your mm-hmm. don'ts, you say one of your points is not to have sex for money, because most people think that, you know, what happens is some type of transaction that takes mm-hmm. all the time. So mm-hmm. you basically covered that, actually, because you did go into that in the beginning. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is the thing. Some people are okay with the transactional, yeah. right? So like even the sugar daddy websites are flooded now with a transactional type of situation. They call it PPM, pay per meet. So they'll say something like, oh, because before it used to be this idea of an allowance, and that's not happening that much anymore. Mm-hmm. Especially yeah, not on the website.
Yeah.
Right. So now they'll say, oh, like, let's say one of the profiles will say, oh, I'm just looking for someone to see 2 to 3 times a month. And then like when you guys connect, they may say like, oh, I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. You know, like usually I do PPM mm-hmm. and I'll do like 500 or 250 or 1000 or whatever. And now that is not my style yeah. at all. I just mentally cannot. That's just not how I get down. Yeah. But there are women who are absolutely fine with that. And I don't judge. Hey, you know, like it technically is escorting, or I guess you would say prostitution. Yeah. But, and it's, I don't know if it's legal anymore. To yeah. be honest, it's true. I don't even know if it's legal.
Yeah. yeah.
But that's why I stay away from that. So for me, and because I have a really, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I consider myself to have a good personality.
Yeah.
I know how to have conversations with guys to make them actually be interested in me or mm-hmm. intrigued by me, to the point where by the time, you know, they'll just like me and they'll start giving me money before I even have sex with them.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of the, see, for me, I started like traveling and all of that stuff really young. So I'm able, you know, I'll be speaking to a wealthy, you know, older man or wealthy man or a very, you know, worldly man. And then I'll say something like, oh yeah, he'll say something. Let's say he'll say something about Greece or London or whatever. And I'll be like, oh yeah, I was over there. I went by myself. And they'll say, by yourself? What? Oh my God. You know, they'll find that interesting about me that I took those trips. I went the far distance. I've traveled and they actually like really like that. So I would say for women, you know, definitely do things with yourself to like really kind of build your resume, not only for them, but it helps.
Yeah. And that was, I was going to ask actually, like, so that was one way you keep them intrigued. What would you say is another way? Because, you know, when you mentioned that you would have conversations and your personality is so big that you could.
Well,
yeah,
a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
They really want you to be intrigued by them. So I do a lot of ego stroking. I ask the questions. A lot of guys, especially men who either have built their own businesses or climbed the ladder all the way up to the top. I don't want to say they're full of themselves, not necessarily, but they do. They usually seem to be a similar type where they want to talk about themselves a lot.
Yeah.
But maybe other people are turned off by that. But I literally just act super interested, ask a whole bunch of questions. So tell me more about that. Oh, that sounds interesting. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm always asking questions about their business or, you know, their career, what, you know, their advice, anything that makes it seem like they are interesting or have the answers. So that's one aspect. On another hand, I will totally stroke their ego. So the complimenting, the soft, you know, touching, whether it's, you know, just rubbing their head or touching their face or, you know, rubbing their hand or just notice it, you know, oh, your cologne is really nice. I love that smell, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is that they do, I'm telling them how great they are at it. Because a lot of men, that's really what they're looking for, but they will not, they don't want to be vulnerable enough to admit that I'm just really looking for my ego stroked. I'm really just looking to feel good.
That is true.
And it gets me pretty far. It gets me the ego stroking. And to be very honest, a lot, and you know, I speak to women all day long, every day, more than you could ever imagine. Women are turned off by that. They hate it. They're like, oh my God, he's such a little baby. Right?
Yeah.
They actually think that it is the biggest, hardest, painful, agonizing job in the world to sit up there and just talk about a man and compliment him and tell him how amazing and great he is all day, especially if they don't like him for real, you know?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
No, I'm just really good at that. And I just listen, you know, like I just listen. It's really not rocket science. It's just about patience, but I'm also a people person. So I'm interested anyway, for real.
Yeah. In the beginning, you said that, like, you know, the places that you could meet them could be anywhere from websites to lounges in a hotel or bar. And, you know, I still often the questions are, what are some of the tips in finding them? So even if it's a tip for a website or a tip for a lounge, where are these places? Like, are there any tips that's needed as well to meet them? Because, you know, even my friends told me that she had someone else who told her that she just needs to walk around some fancy buildings or, you know, the fancy areas of where they are. Like, she's been told this before. I'm just like, surely there's probably more to it than just that.
Well, but that's the thing. It's so random. And just think, the world is literally moving by the millisecond.
Mm-hmm.
So where this rich man could have been 10 minutes ago, he's not there anymore. You know, he could be like, let's say here in New York, he could have just been at the bar. Now he's in an Uber, and then he's on a train going home, or he's, you know, at the gym, or he's back in his office. Like 10 minutes could change everything.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you think they are,
yeah,
because unless you're going to stand there for 24 hours a day, you know, it's just, it's really moving. Everything is moving at the same time. So I would say you definitely need exposure. So if you're not, you're definitely not going to get one sitting on the couch doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not going outside, then yeah, you need to be online. If you're not online, then yeah, you need to be outside. It just, there's no other way, you know, to they're not going to knock on your door. They're not the delivery guy, right? Yeah. So at the end of the day, you have to, if you're going to be on even the websites, right? So to be more specific, let's say you get on the Sugar Daddy website and you don't find anybody within 5 days. You know what?
Yeah.
Most women will be like, F this. It didn't work. And they'll get off discouraged. And I'm like, people sign up every day.
Yeah. Did you try know? It? Yeah.
So you've gotten off because you didn't find your perfect person in 5 days. That doesn't make sense. I tell them that about regular dating. I'm like, you cannot get discouraged. You have to be consistent. Then on top of that, you have to be realistic. Women will sign up and think, I've done my due diligence. I signed up. Nobody hit me. Nobody messaged me. Okay, you have to go through the profiles. You have to read them. You have to write them. You have to do the work. It's like trying to find a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the other end, if there's 10,000 men on this Sugar Daddy website, there's probably 40,000 women.
Yeah.
Right? So how is he going to find you?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to like basically move yourself to the head of the line by messaging them, not saying something generic, saying something, you know, picking out something from their profile and saying something that attacks the, you know, that will intrigue them, and having a good profile, you know.
How do you know if you're talking to someone with money and someone who's just wasting your time? Because I find that like any man can basically join and pretend they have money just to like.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It will reveal itself regardless, but at the end of the day, it wouldn't even matter because you're not going to do anything without the money first, right?
Yeah.
So
that is true.
You know,
yeah.
Even if he is pretending, I mean, I've even gotten almost scammed on those sites. Like I even posted it one time online. This guy was pretending to have money.
Yeah.
And then he said to me, oh, do you have credit card? And he said, you know, he said, I feel very uncomfortable sending money immediately because I've been taken advantage before. So I'm not doing that right now. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, he said, but do you have credit cards? And I was like,
what?
Yeah, which that was weird, right? It was like a red flag.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah. And then he said, well, I'll pay those off for you. And I'm like, okay. So then he starts basically saying, send me the numbers to the cards so that I can pay them. I was like, oh my God, if I was a dummy,
yeah,
I would have gotten
scammed easily.
Scammed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I would be thinking that he's gonna pay them for me.
Yeah.
That's why you can't be too desperate. You gotta be very
That's true. I was thinking that desperate people would actually sign up to anything that includes money without knowing what's going on.
Yes.
No, that's true. And my go on. Sorry, hello?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Just talking about money, what would you say is the best tip to go about money? In your book, I know you talk about, you know, being a damsel in distress.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that, like, for me, I find it so hard. Like, I try. But like, I mean, sometimes I do it when I really like, when I really need to, I'm just like, no, you have to. But sometimes I'm just like, okay, no, I know I've got,
but I don't actually ask. Okay. Like, so I will just speak out loud. So like, I'm gonna use an example.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of months ago, I went on a date with a guy. It was basically the first date. And no, well, he had basically already given me money because he'd sent the money for the flight and hotel, but don't count flight and hotel money because that's not for you, that's for them, okay? That, because men with money, they want the convenience of bringing whoever they want to their face right now without having to move an inch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't count the hotel money and the
some people aren't even getting that.
Right. No, you're 1000% right. They aren't. But don't think, you know, that, but that is an indication that he's willing to spend something, right?
That is true.
But so we're at dinner and there was this woman who passed by and I was like, oh wow, her body is amazing. I was like, I need to look like that in a mm-hmm. couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I need a trainer so badly. I said, but I just can't afford it right now. And he said, how much is it? I said, honestly, I don't even know because mm-hmm. I can't afford it. I'm not like, I'm tapped out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, all right, well, look for one and tell me how much it is. And that was on a Friday. I had gotten back home to my hometown on Monday. So on Tuesday, I text him and I said, hey, over the weekend, you mentioned that you would be willing to pay for my trainer. Are you still willing to do that before I start this search? And he said, yeah, let me know how much it is. So I found one. And then I said, okay, well, I made the consultation for Friday. I'll let you know how much it costs then. He said, okay. I went to the consultation. It was, she told me how much the sessions would be and how much a package is. I told him, I said, and he said, okay. And I said, so do you want to send her the money directly or what? He was like, yeah, I can. And then I gave him her information and he Zelled her.
Yeah.
You know, but that is an example of me. I didn't ask him for anything.
Yeah.
I made a statement. He took the bait and then I followed up. Once I followed up that question, asking him on the follow-up is not me. It's just me making him stick to his word that he just already offered,
mm-hmm.
you know? So
he kept quiet, because I find that there's some guys who will hear something, they pretend they never heard. So if he'd kept quiet,
and that's fine, because that might not be the thing that triggers him, right?
Yeah.
So you have to get your information through conversation. You have to find out what type of stuff this man is willing to pay for. Mm-hmm. I was still talking to that guy 4 months later, and Christmas came, and he asked, well, Christmas was coming, and he asked me, what did I want for Christmas?
Hmm.
And I said, a Van Cleef necklace. And he's like, how much is that? Mm-hmm. And I said, $3,000. And he said, oh, baby. He said, I thought we were working on paying your credit cards down. And I'm like, it's Christmas. I don't want to pay my credit cards down on Christmas.
Absolutely not.
Bills, right?
Yeah.
So, but that, fun. He did not want to spend $3,000 on that necklace.
Mm-hmm.
He would rather spend $3,000 on helping me pay my debt down. That's just something that you just gotta, you know, you can't change what they're willing to spend their money on. It's their money.
Yeah, that's right. True. Yeah.
So he may not, yeah, you say something about the trainer, he may not say anything. You continue to speak. Like, you can say mm-hmm. something. And quite frankly, depending on if this, don't let him be like married or something like that with a situation.
Yeah.
I'm pretty bold and advanced. So I'll say something like, so tell me, what do you pay for? And then he'll be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, what's your thing? Like, what do you pay for your women? Do you pay for their hair, their nails, their car note? Like, what do you pay for? And then, or I'll say something like, some guys will pay for this and some guys won't pay for that. So I'm just trying to see what's your thing. So a guy, he said to me one time, he said, what do you mean, like hair and nails? I said, yeah, but my nails are not $40.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, really? Well, how much are they? I was like $200. And yeah. He's like, whoa, how long do those last? And I said, like a month. And he was like, oh, okay, that's not bad. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay. And then the next day he cashed at me and sent money and said, for something light, like hair or nails. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he got that. Right. And right. There are some guys who I was dealing with that were like, no, don't buy your shoes. You have to, don't buy shoes. You have to invest your money. I'm like,
I'm so finished. Do you ever feel like you were ever judged? Because I feel like some girls who have told me that they've been sugar babies, they keep it away from their friends because they're worried they might be judged, or, you know, they just want to keep it private. So you were never private. Was there ever a time you were private about it?
Not from my friends.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I wasn't really... I look at it more of as a badge of honor. I'm like, I got this guy who's paying this money and doing this stuff for me. I don't see the shame in that, to be honest. But yeah, you know, some people, they do care.
No, absolutely. I was gonna say, because I feel like in the UK, for example, I feel like men are always trying to, I feel like our culture is a bit different to America. I feel like the men here are always trying to shame women out of it. So they'll say that it's basically prostitution, or that you're selling your body, or that you're...
Oh, they do that here too.
Okay.
But you know, I say this, they're either going to do it or they're not, right? Mm-hmm. There's plenty of men here who say that. And I just ignore them because clearly they're not the ones that are going to give it to me. So yeah. I don't care. Yeah. Like, you're not even we're not even in the same...
I feel like men are jealous as well. If they could do it, they do anyway. Like,
yes.
Tinder swindler, so
yes,
he actually swindled women. Exactly. At least, do you know what I mean? So I just feel like a lot of men are jealous. If they could do it and get, they would do it too. But they know that I think it's just jealousy sometimes. But
yeah, you know, they with the girls, you know, if they let the guy shame them out of wanting something, then they literally, they've given up all of their cards. Like, it's to no benefit that you allow somebody to do that. I had a boyfriend when I was writing my book, mm-hmm. and he didn't take the least bit offense to it. Mm-hmm. I was writing it and was telling him to read the chapters to me. Yeah. I was like, oh, tell me how this sounds. Yeah. And he's like, what? But the guys who do it naturally, it's not going to offend them.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to worry about the guys who aren't with the program, only care about the ones who are.
Yeah.
And not to mention, some guys act like they'll never do that or be that guy until they find the girl they really want.
Of course.
Then they'll do whatever to get her.
Of course. No, that is absolutely, that is a very good point, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna end it there. Alex, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. More questions started coming along the way as you were talking. I was like, oh my god, this would be interesting as well. So thank you so much for your time.
You're so welcome. Congrats. I'm so happy for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.